And just to give a quick roll call, we have Jessica from our CPCF team, Leah Carowan, Executive Director of the Congressional Prayer Caucus Foundation, Mike Marisi, Director of Development for CPCF. We have Cindy Williams in Michigan, Mike Quarter in Kentucky, Dave Wilson, South Carolina, Esther in Alaska, Pastor McIntosh in Connecticut, and I know we'll have some more join us here, but I would like to just take a minute and open in prayer. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for this time that we can come together. We thank you for what you are doing in this nation, God. It is an honor and to be a part of it. Lord, we ask that you'd be in the midst of our time here, that you would orchestrate our conversation, that this would truly be a time of glorifying you and forming and just equipping each of us, Lord. Again, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your power. We thank you for the hope that we have in you. We just, again, ask you to be with us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, good. I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Leah. She's going to go over a few items, and then I will mention a few things, and then we'll turn it over to the states because we want to hear from you as well. Leah?
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Summer, and it is a privilege to be with all of you on the call today. First, I want to just start out by welcoming two new state directors. You heard their names mentioned, Dave Wilson in South Carolina and Esther Melke in Alaska. Is it Melke or Milk? M-I-E-L-K-E. Melke, I thought it was. I'm sorry, Esther. I've been just saying Esther the whole time, and I haven't actually used your last name. This is the first time. So, excellent. We're so thrilled to have you both on. And I know this is spur of the moment, but and I know it's super easy for early for you, Esther, but I'll start with Dave. I just wanted to give a moment and say, Dave, would you like to just greet the group and just say hello and let them know sort of what drew you to the Congressional Prayer Caucus and your part in the South Carolina Prayer Caucus. If you could just maybe do a two-minute greeting, we'd appreciate it.
I'll give a very quick briefing. My name is Dave Wilson. I'm in Columbia, South Carolina. Senator Larry Grooms, who is going to be the chair of the South Carolina Legislative Prayer Caucus Foundation, has been a dear friend of mine for a number of years. And at his request, I have taken on this challenge to lead up the network's efforts in South Carolina. I do a lot of work with evangelical groups across the state and also do work with the 170 members, well, unfortunately, 169 members of our legislature right now. We've gone through a lot, as many of you have been well aware of the things that have happened in South Carolina. Charleston's about 100 miles southeast of where the state capital is, and Senator Clemente Pinckney was a friend of mine. He sat on the other side of the aisle from me on many issues, but was a strong Christian voice, and he will be missed. It is my request of everyone here that you please pray that God would use this opportunity. I actually had a judge call me a moment ago and ask for a link to a video of the senators who gave speeches the day after Senator Pinckney was killed. And these senators, who are often create a lot of rancor among themselves, let's put it that way, are completely open because of the spirit that the Reverend Senator Pinckney had within the Senate. They are open to hearing the Word of God, and this is a phenomenal opportunity for us to step into that gap for them and be a voice for Christ there. And so I would just ask for your prayer and guidance on that as we begin our efforts. Thus far, Senator Grooms and the caucus have already laid out and brought in a request for members, and we're already close to 30 right now. And that's a phenomenal thing for the caucus itself out of the 170 members of the legislature. And we're going to be starting our grassroots and the network build out starting in the next week and a half. So just quick little introduction about myself. I'm also a father of 10. I've got 5 boys and 5 girls. My youngest is 4. My oldest is 18. And my wife, Rochelle, is a stay-at-home mom. We homeschool our kids. And I am grateful for the chance to be here and talk with everybody today. So thanks.
Thank you so much, Dave. We are with you 100%. There is no question, if anybody's paying attention at all, that God himself has chosen that church and that state to be a source of his divine revelation of the power of love and forgiveness to completely blow the minds of unbelievers and believers alike across this nation, and the impact and what could happen if we would again turn our hearts toward the Lord. So thank you for being in the middle of that. Thank you for being a part of that. And we are praying for you and just thanking God for the testimony that's coming out of South Carolina. It is transformational. So thank you. Esther.
Thank you.
You betcha. Before we go to you, Esther, I want to just take a moment. We've had quite a few people join us. Summer, you see everybody that's coming on. Would you just do a quick recap of all the people that are now on the call with us?
Absolutely. Thank you for those that have joined. I did get a text from Pam. Apparently she has a flat tire, so she won't be able to join us. But we do have, again, Jessica with the CPCF team. We have Leah Carowin, Executive Director, Mike Corder, Executive Director of the CPCF, Mike Corder, State Director for Kentucky, Cindy Williams, Michigan, Dave Wilson, South Carolina, Esther Milkey, Alaska, Pastor Mary McIntosh, Connecticut, Deb Corbett in Oklahoma, Jenny Caligiuri in Iowa, Pastor Bob in Maine, Chris Albanese in Ohio, and Delbert Pratt in Illinois. So thank you all for being on today. We just did some quick introductions. We just had an opportunity to hear from Dave Wilson. He's our new state director in South Carolina. And Leah was just about to introduce Esther in Alaska.
Yes, thank you so much, Summer, and thank you all for being on. Esther, would you mind giving us a couple of minutes just to tell us how you were introduced to the Alaska Prayer Caucus and greet everybody?
Okay. Yeah, hi. I'm Esther in Alaska, South Central area. I work for the state legislature, and Representative Keller, who I'm currently working for and I worked for last interim, brought it to me during session earlier this year and asked me if I'd be and it's a story beyond that, but it's been really cool to see, because I hadn't really heard much about this before. It's so cool to see people all across the nation join together in prayer. So I think that's about it.
We're glad you're here. And is it 6 a.m. there, Esther?
Yeah, it was. I kind of forgot about it, but I woke up and looked at my alarm or at my email, and I saw the email from Summer. I thought I should join.
Well, glad that you could be on. Thank you for being on at 6 a.m.
Right. And so thank you so much, Esther. And just remember, too, everybody, that if you are not speaking, if you could mute your phone, that would be great so we can hear the person who is speaking. And a third state director that we have on board is Marlene Tidwell in Tennessee. And I don't believe Marlene is with us this morning, but we will let her introduce herself maybe the next session. So we have three new state directors. We're so grateful. That brings our total to 15. We have two new prayer caucuses, as you can see, South Carolina and Alaska. So that brings our total to 17. We have several leads and people who are stepping up in other states, people in Delaware, Montana, California, Missouri. We actually have we have launched a Missouri prayer caucus. Now we were in the process of, and now I think we have a new prayer caucus chair there that will really take off and make that work. So we will probably be over 20 very shortly. And then wanted to just mention that if you know of any possible state directors in any of those states, Delaware, Montana, California, Missouri, we have not identified state directors yet for those states. So just keep that in prayer. And
those states again, where? I'm sorry?
Delaware, Montana, California, and Missouri.
Thank you.
Yeah, so just keep that in prayer. So wanted to shift gears to initiatives. One of the things that we have found has been very, very effective are the initiatives that roll out. They give us an opportunity, and they're a catalyst for multiple things, for conversation, for changing the narrative, for making people aware of what's going on across this nation. It's one thing to organize and coordinate the prayer caucuses, but a lot of times people initially think, oh, that's just what the government leaders are doing. That's just them coming together and praying and uniting and working on ways in which they can be instruments of protecting our religious freedom and preserving our Judeo-Christian heritage, or spokesmen for God in America or prayer. But the initiatives give us an opportunity and a mechanism through which we can really engage the citizens in another level of conversation, and maybe even an easier opportunity to get them engaged in what we're doing. And there's three that I want to give you a quick update on. For those that are new, you should be aware of them. You may not be quite as immersed in these three as some of the others are, but there's plenty of time for you to become more aware of what these initiatives are. I'm going to start with PrayUSA because that's the one that's right now on the forefront. As a quick recap, PrayUSA was launched or birthed at the summit that we held in March of this year, a couple months ago, with the 52 government leaders, many of our state directors, most all of them at the time were there, I think, at the summit. And from that summit, we've had incredible movement with at the summit, they signed the proclamation. The state legislators went back to their states, got their colleagues involved, signed on to the proclamation. It didn't stop there. They committed to going and mobilizing pastors, going into churches, reading the proclamation. We put together a three-minute video, a website, social media, all the logistics, all the collateral. They're using the collateral. They're playing the three-minute video as well as reading the proclamation. Pastors and churches now are getting involved, opening up their doors. And the goal is twofold. One, clearly to increase prayer for America, unceasing prayer for America in the church, to just do our part to ensure that more and more prayer happens for our country. And the second one would be to break the back of the lie of separation of church and state, for a government leader and a pastor standing arm in arm up in front of the church and saying, we both are keys to ensuring that God's place in America, and that we are a nation that continues to look to God. We're not required to check our faith at the door. As pastors, you're not required to check your civic responsibilities at the door. Together, we do both. We build the kingdom, and we steward our nation and our freedom here in America, because that's what we do as Christians, and that's our responsibility. That's the thing that we're demonstrating through this PrayUSA initiative as well. So we hope that everybody gets involved with that. Please, we've sent out an email to you that really goes over all the concepts, the mechanisms, the opportunities, the things that we've provided for you and for your government leaders. It's very, very important that your legislators, if they engage with this, they know what's available to them. That the three-minute video is available for them to play at pastors' events, that the flyer is a perfect handout that they can print off and give out at pastors' events, or that churches can use it for their bulletin inserts. So, but first, you have to be really, really aware of all the ins and outs of this PrayUSA initiative. So we're asking all of our state directors to be well-versed in this PrayUSA initiative so that you can equip and work with your legislators that are very excited and are running with it and want to be a part of it. Second thing is, this PrayUSA initiative, we're actually doing a 50-state push for two reasons. We want legislators in every single state to be represented in this PrayUSA initiative and to be signed up on the website at PrayUSA.com. So if you know of legislators, or your legislators know of their colleagues in other states, and they have not, that state is not represented, we really want their names for two reasons. One, it's a great introduction to the foundation and what we're doing. It's an easy conversation to say, hey, this is what's happening. Almost 700 government leaders are on board. They're spearheading this. Will you be a part? Legislators all over are saying, absolutely, sign me up, once they hear about it. They just need to hear about it. But secondly is, we're building the list, of the invite list to our next summit, and we would love to have all 50 states. We had 25 states represented. Next summit, I'd love to have all 50 states represented at that summit, but we would need to know who should we invite, who are the key legislators in that state that would be like-minded to be invited to the summit. So really this is, again, a twofold strategy to try to identify the people, other legislators. And then our goal is obviously to have PER caucuses in every state with state directors in every state. We think that would be, we believe that that's what the, you know, that we'll continue, that the Lord's leading us to do. So secondly, In God We Trust, I'm not going to spend nearly as much time on these next two. In God We Trust, put it up. Two things I want you to know about this. Actually, three things I want you to know about this. One, there is a state-specific opportunity for you within God We Trust to have your own sort of landing page. It can be a fundraising opportunity. It can be just a way to get people involved. I'm not going to go into the details. We spent a lot of time on this in previous meetings, but if you are interested in knowing about that, that's the kind of thing we want you to say, hey, I want to know more about that.
Can I just interject really quick? I just wanted to reiterate that the foundation doesn't receive any monies from that, right? It's a percentage goes to Troopathon, a percentage goes to the organization that does kind of the fulfillment aspect, but basically all the rest of that goes to the state, correct?
Not exactly, Summer, but a percentage. Every organization, that there's a couple of layers to this In God We Trust Million Window campaign. And if we're talking about the Million Window campaign, there's a couple layers to that. But let's just say that a portion goes that the same portion that we're offering to all the people who are partnering with us. And we're able to get there's other components of what the state directors and the states get in addition to what other ministries are getting when they promote the In God We Trust campaign. But all of it is helping the foundation, and then we also want to help all the states individually. The second thing is the In God We Trust put it up. Next year is the 60th anniversary of In God We Trust being our national motto, and we want to do some big things around that next year. So we're going to be talking, brainstorming. Is it art contest statewide? I know Pennsylvania is very eager to do a statewide art contest. Is it a national contest that all the states get involved with the winners coming up to Washington, D.C.? It was brilliant what these folks did in Michigan, these two ladies. They took this idea and they ran with it, and 650 high schools were all doing designs around In God We Trust, our national motto. Talk about getting God back into the schools in a very easy, simple way. It was wonderful. And so perhaps we're going to be doing that, I don't know, across the nation. But just brainstorming ideas. So I just want you to put that in your hopper and be thinking about that and maybe talk with us about what that might look like in your state. But we're going to be brainstorming at the national level and also asking the Lord to show us how might we lift his name up next year through this 60th anniversary and get the word out. And then the second part of that In God We Trust is right now, we have an organization that is taking this In God We Trust Million Window campaign, and they are sending out a million emails at a time testing this messaging of In God We Trust and trying to find a way in which to hit just the right messaging to really get people to take this viral. And so this by no means is falling off. This is not, just because we've launched Pray USA does not mean In God We Trust put it up is sort of going by the way, sort of the Million Window campaign, but on quite the contrary, it's still ramping up. So just want you to know that you will be able to hopefully piggyback on some of the big pushes that we're getting from some of these other organizations and people that are jumping on board and saying, we just need to get in this. This is so awesome. We want to be a part of this, and we want to see what we can do to promote it. And then the third one is Faith It Forward. You're going to hear about that. We're going to be promoting it. This one's a little different. The Pray USA and God We Trust, both foundation-based initiatives. Faith It Forward is actually a caucus, Congressional Prayer Caucus-based initiative. So these two organizations, as all of you know, two separate organizations. However, we work closely together. The caucus has taken upon themselves, the first time ever, to actually launch a Facebook page, hashtag Faith It Forward, and they're going to start telling the stories of what's happening of people of faith all over this nation. They too have a huge opportunity to meet with, to collaborate with all these organizations. They're moving it forward, CBN, Charisma, K-Love, they're already jumping on board, promoting Faith It Forward, just like same kinds of organizations that are promoting Pray USA and God We Trust Put It Up. We have the ability to also just really ramp and promote Faith It Forward. So I would like all of you to be well aware of hashtag Faith It Forward and that initiative, because every bit that the Congressional Prayer Caucus or the foundation or any state legislative prayer caucus finds awareness, gets awareness or gets promoted in anybody. The more that people know about what we're doing, the better in every way. So, again, not going to spend a lot of time there, but I want you guys to make yourself aware of all three of those. Go to the website, PrayUSA.com and GodWeTrust.com, the Facebook pages, hashtag Faith It Forward, PrayUSA and GodWeTrust. Just make yourself aware of what's happening at those around those initiatives. And then the last thing, and I'm going to pass it back to Summer and the States, is we've sent you all out an email. And the reason why we sent this email with all the different components and really tried to spell out all the different ways in which we feel like you should be equipped is because we're at the national level really working hard to create some synergistic relationships, whether it be contractors, collaborators, whatever, where all of our boats will rise. And the more that you're aware of what we're doing at the national level, the more you're connected and you use the mechanisms that we're putting together for you, the better opportunity your state is going to be able to take advantage of the investment that we're making at the national level. Let me just give you one example of that. And that is, I'm talking to an organization right now that if we are able to, utilize their services, they are going to be able to increase our Facebook, our social media, through every mechanism, Twitter, texting, everything. They're going to be able to do it at a rate and in a way that there's no way that we as individuals could even begin to have that kind of impact, reach, engagement. But the only way that that helps your state is if your state actually has the Facebook page, you're connected, you're using our website that we've created for you, and all those things. And the only way that your legislators know to use the things that we've created is if you know what we have available to you, logos, headers, Facebook pages, Twitter pages, all that kind of stuff. So that's why it's crucial that you stay connected on their behalf so that you can utilize, and we can as a whole group, we're going to be much, much more effective. But let me just say this. Don't for one second think that what I'm describing is a nation headquarters kind of thing. This group that I'm going with, is the reason I would go with them is because they think locally. They would be helping us every state, every locality, every local, really help us to understand and get engaged and build your networks. That's my goal, not our network, because the work is done at the local level and at the state level, and that's what I'm trying to really, really steward well and make sure that you guys are all getting the kind of support that you deserve and that you need at the state level. So with that, I'm going to pass it back over to you, Summer, and let you say what you want to say, and we can open up for questions or whatever you need to do as far as stewarding our time well.
Okay, great. Thank you. I just had a couple things. One is that regarding state logos, since that was just mentioned, we are revising all of the logos, headers, and we're also going to be providing a Facebook cover. So we will have that to you shortly. We're literally in the process of creating those. And then also, as far as the state pages go, we are in the midst of updating several for you all, but we also need member lists and updated member lists for several states. So if y'all wouldn't mind submitting updated member lists to me, then we'll be sure to get those up on the web, on your specific website pages. And then anything else that you would want to add, let us know. We want to do what we can to make sure that you have, that page reflects what you'd like it to. Also,
let me just step in here real quick. I apologize. Jessica just handed me a completed list, and I just want to reiterate it. I know you've done individually, but if this is not what your understanding is, I would love it if you'd get back to us. So we feel that Iowa and Kentucky have their completed state pages, waiting on member lists from Colorado, Oklahoma, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. And then at the end of today, we will have 5 more states, Ohio, Illinois, North Carolina, Maine, and Virginia, up on the new website with your new state page migrated, the information migrated over. But we do still need information for all 5 of those, Ohio, Illinois, North Carolina, Maine, and Virginia. So if you've heard your name, you've heard your state, make sure that you get us what you can or what you know is outstanding so that we can make sure that we get really strong state pages for every one of you.
Absolutely. Great. Thank you. Okay, well, I'd love to turn it over to the states and get updates. I know that Beth has not been feeling well, and she is not on the call today, but I'll just give a quick update there. She's been doing pastor's breakfast there. Also pairing up legislators with churches in their districts for PrayUSA. She's been connected with a variety of prayer groups around the state. And then the chairman have actually been having her speak at the Republican luncheons, and they're really moving strongly there. So that's Colorado. I was hoping that she'd be on today. I hope she's feeling better, but I'll check in with her and give everyone an update. Cindy, can we turn it over to you for an update in Michigan?
Yes. 1 second. I'm going to put my headset on and make it better so you don't have to hear echoes. Our state is moving forward well with, we have about a dozen churches that are hosting legislators, scheduling for them to come in. There's probably about 4 churches that they've already spoken at since our June 2nd launch with the pastors. There's over 200 that are connected now with the prayer caucus and with the legislators. And that's people in Michigan, senior pastors in their churches. Let's see, the Facebook is, we're finding our way with that. It's getting up and it is getting noticed well. We have senators, it's an odd schedule right now. We've got senators in this week. The House is not in. It feels like it's going to hopscotch around. RFRA is still a hot topic bill that needs that still needs to move forward, so we're watching that as to when it will do it. If the Supreme Court comes down with their decision in a negative way, then that effort will be picked up towards fall. Let me see. We're building our database. We're building our contacts. We've had a television program that's going to have the legislators in, again, to make Michigan more aware of what we're doing here with PrayUSA. And the chairs really are on a push right now. And it's really just awesome to see, but they are so passionate about PrayUSA and getting the word out. You know, we're developing our communications of how we're going to do quick blasts to let people know, you know, what did the pastors think when they came in? What was their testimony out of that time? You know, finding creative ways to put that out on social media so we continue to fuel that fire. So right now I feel like we're building on 2 fronts, and that is the relationships with the prayer caucus internally in the Capitol, and then also with senior pastors in the state and networks. There's probably about 6 networks that are connected in with us now. And so we're trying to hit the top layer right now so the legislators have a chance to connect with influencers of influencers within regions or within cities or counties within the state. So we'll focus on that, and our priorities right now, it really is building, and then also the PrayUSA. Those are the things that we'll be working through the summer on. And then we will have a fall event, but that's in discussion as what that will be. So there's nothing to really release, but we're looking at a fall event, and we'll have an annual event every year, whatever that will be. It'll probably tie in with the focus and the vision of what the national office has.
Great. And you had a successful event on June 2nd as well, right, with the Michigan legislators?
Yes.
Hosted it. Do you want to just give a couple quick update on that?
Yes. The legislators, when they came back from Carolina, first May 12th, they met with about 20 legislators total. There might be a little bit more than that. First to sign the call to prayer and present to them, this is what happened with us when we met with the Congressional Prayer Caucus Foundation and Randy Forbes, et cetera, et cetera. They were really fired up. And so they scheduled an event, and we got word out to senior pastors and heads of organizations and ministries here in Michigan. And we had over 200 people gather in a small church across from the Capitol to hold the first call to prayer that involved, like, the public. We did not have media in there. They wanted a time where they could just connect personally with the senior pastors. And the response was overwhelming. It was amazing just to see how the senior pastors have grabbed hold of this, and they want events in their cities. I honestly feel like I've got about 20 different responses, and that does not even touch, like, people who are contacting the representatives directly. But I think the biggest, I don't know what to say, the strongest point in all of this is the fact that government is the one that is issuing the call to prayer. It would not have worked with the reverse. I've worked in ministry for a long time in our state, and never has this been done. So I just want to say thank you so much to you, Leah, and to Summer. We're learning a lot, but I tell you what, those pastors were so taken by the presentations that day, and many of them came out with a clear understanding of just the right to speak about, you know, to have an official, a government official, come in their church and speak and to present. And I just felt like it nailed the coffin on the fact of there is no separation in the church and state the way that we were conceiving it. But it's the legislators, because they're the ones that are standing up and saying, we have got to do this. The church is just responding in a very strong way. So I can't imagine what it's going to look like in 3 months from now. But it's just been amazing. There's such a unity that is here amongst the chairs. They just honor the Lord. They bless one another. And it just makes everything really easy to get done. So that event, it was awesome. And the legislators said, we want to do it in Lansing. We want to do it in a church. It was very easy for the pastors to come in for it. They drove 3-4 hours to get in. That didn't bother them. It was an hour and a half event. And nobody got bored. It was just powerful. So that's probably more than 2 minutes, but
yeah. Summer, can I add one thing to that, Cindy? I had the privilege of being at that event with these pastors, and it's everything that Cindy said. And I just want for all of you to know that we've actually created an agenda that follows basically what happened at that event and some other suggestions and some ways in which you could duplicate the same event. We have the script, the agenda, the whole thing. We've made it really turnkey, really easy. We have example of emails that you could send out. We have the example of the poster they send, all kinds of invitations. So if your state's legislators want to do it, please don't think that they have to reinvent the wheel. We're here to help them make that happen. And so just so you know, this is something that's duplicatable.
Yes, thank you. And thank you, Cindy. We are so honored for you to have you on the team, and also just to see this amazing group of legislators that are really leading the charge there. So thank you. Thank you for that update.
Thank you.
I did receive, like I said, a text from Pam in Florida. She's not able to join us, but I wanted to give just a quick update there. She said that Representative Mike Hill, who's the chairman there, has shared the PrayUSA about the PrayUSA and read the proclamation on the House floor. And it was also shared on the Senate floor, and they have a total of 30 signatures there. They are continuing to stay strong. They're meeting regularly and just have a strong synergy in that state. So hopefully she'll be able to join us next month to give more of an update. But that's Florida. Does anybody – I have a couple of updates. I see Sharon's not on, but I do have an update from North Carolina. I'd love to hear from some of you that are on the call, though. How about Jenny in Iowa? Can you give us a two-minute update?
Sure. I'm in the process right now doing something. I don't have all the details to give out to you right now. It'd take too long. But starting prayer. I've been talking to some different leaders from different organizations to team up to have prayer Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 in the morning for our nation to go back to pray for our leaders, to go back to the foundations and a deeper repentance coming out of Iowa. That's going really well now, right now. I don't know the start date of that, but it would be having a someone from a church or a faith-based organization that I have connected with, that I have alliances with, and prayer houses. We've got 20 prayer houses that are real receptive to this, to lead it each day until at least elections, and then thereafter, if we whatever the Lord leads, we're going to start with that. The other thing is I've met with family leader. I have a template of trying to find someone in every city to pray, and I'm partnering up with family leader. I don't know if that's the right word, partnering up, but they are trying to contact every pastor because of the caucus to bring in, and they're bringing in pastors this last session. They were bringing in 5 or 6 pastors to meet with 2 or 3 legislators or a group of pastors each week, and we just started this at the end of the session, so they were bringing them to the Tuesday prayer for the first 10 minutes of our prayer time to show them that we are have prayer at our capital. So I've met with them on that. We're going to do it a little bit different this next session, but it's introducing them to the caucus so that the pastors know about that separation of church and state and that we are praying in the capital so they have a chance to come in. And then they're teaming them up with legislators to talk about issues. So a couple of really, really big things in the works right now, 2 or 3 things that I have detailed on paper, but I can't really, don't have the time to share all of it today. So,
well, thank you, Jenny. And if needed, you know, feel free to share that. I'd be happy to send that around. Anything you feel would be helpful or that we need to know. So thank you for that.
Real.
Good. Well, let's go to Mike in Kentucky.
Well, good morning. Kentucky is the House and Senate are not meeting right now. They completed their 90-day session earlier in the year. They are meeting in conferences and committee meetings throughout the summer. We're getting some reports from that. So I know that the legislators show up occasionally. We have been in contact with Tim Moore and Tom Reiner, who are both new co-chairs, and they're anxious to get with us concerning activities for the coming session in 2016 and activities that we might be able to plan for this fall. So that hasn't happened yet, but we're looking forward to that so that we can get something coming from them on the inside. We've been interesting. We've got several active organizations, prayer organizations around the state. One is the Happen Group, the Heartland Apostolic Prayer Network, who one of the leaders there, April Hunt, had a strong vision to get connected with Ignite America. And she pulled in myself, Bill, my co-chair, and Representative Reiner to be a prayer support and add any kind of input we could. So we've been meeting with them on Ignite America for a conference that's planned in Campbellsville University for August 6th through 9th. We're interested in praying with them and being a part of that. Not sure where all that's going to go, except we really are, along with everyone else, waiting for a great awakening, even to begin in Kentucky once again. So we're expecting to see that campus come alive. This is a largely Baptist campus that is partnering with Ignite America, which is have evangelical, strongly charismatic group in the sense that they really are active in the spirit and very engaging with college campuses and young people. So I'm interested in seeing how that works out, and we will continue prayer with them. So we're meeting with other groups and individuals as the summer goes on to just kind of go forward. That's about it.
Great. Thank you, Mike. How about Pastor Bob in Maine? Do you have an update for us?
I do. I'll try to be quick as well. But our session has just ended, and I appreciate those who have been praying for us and for our legislator here in Maine legislature. It's been a very contentious session in some very, very strange ways. And I would covet your continued prayers. Even though they're out of session, there's a lot of emotion and some bad feelings among people within. Usually it's between parties. Now it's within them. It's just been a very difficult time. And our two legislative leaders, our House and Senate chair, both have been trying very hard to deal with some of that and try not to get caught up with it themselves. But all that to say, the session has just ended. And I spoke with both of our two leaders this morning. We talked for a long time, and the legislature will be coming back into session for a veto day on June 30th, and then they're expected to have to come back for another day on July 16th. And so on one of those days, and it's looking like probably the one in July, we're going to try to host an off-campus event, ask the members of the prayer caucus to come the evening before they go into that one-day session to meet together, to have a more private meeting, and to talk and to pray together about what the impact of the prayer caucus was on them as individuals, as well as in a much broader sense also, and then to try to find to see what can be done to minimize some of the rancor among the legislators and to be a more, if I use the word assertive, I hope that's not taken the right way, but being a stronger influence, the prayer caucus, in their caucuses and among the other members to try to bring more sense of cooperation and collaboration even in the midst of disagreement. But so we're planning to do that, to have that discussion, to sort of what went right, what went wrong during this last session, and then also a time to sit down and talk about more specifically about who the members are, who's been active, who has not, sort of renewing and pushing a reset button to talk about these initiatives that we just heard about a few moments ago and to decide. And we've tried to do this a couple of times in the last few weeks, in the last couple of months, but it just hasn't worked out with the scheduling in the session, so we're hoping that will work better. So it's not all bad news by any means, but it's been a difficult time, but we're taking those steps and really would appreciate prayers for the legislators in trying to deal with some of those kind of issues. We had planned a couple of events that did not work out, but the leaders of the prayer caucus and myself, we sent out a notice to the pastors around Maine, all those who are on my pastor's list, and gave them from my own heart and then from the heart of Senator Burns to say, you know, how desperate the situation is, how much we need the church to be praying along with the legislator, praying for this state and the nation, and ask pastors if they would just take it upon themselves to contact one or two other pastors nearby and meet together at their county courthouse last Saturday at noon and just meet together without an agenda, without a program, without publicity, but just meet each of our 16 counties in Maine, and would they meet and just gather together and pray together and we suggested a number of things for them to include. Out of 16 counties, I've heard back from nine pastors in nine counties, and it's been, I'm just still trying to catch up in my email, so there may be a few more, but at least nine of nine different counties, pastors did meet together in an informal way like that and met together and prayed last Saturday. So that went well. The prayer caucus meetings, weekly meetings at the State House, have been difficult, but I commend our legislative leaders for their faithfulness. It's just everyone is just running from one hearing and one meeting to another, back and forth, and they've tried to adjust times to meet, but our leadership has just been there and done phenomenal work of just being faithful and setting a good example that way. So one of the issues that come up is that there's more and more non-legislators that want to attend the prayer caucus, and they've always been open but it's getting to where the legislators are clearly a minority. Non-legislators are the majority on those weekly prayer caucus meetings. And so some legislators feel like that hinders their ability to be as open with each other as they would like to be. So they're trying to figure out a way to make it a little bit less public without discouraging the non-legislators from. I mean, they've been incredibly faithful in showing up week after week, and we certainly don't want to discourage that, but we want to accommodate both those needs at the same time. So any ideas about that certainly would be welcome. But so that's kind of where we are at this point, trying to promote the call to fall that's coming up Sunday in as many churches as well. And I think that's it.
Bob, I'd like to thank you so much. Can I just jump in here too, Summer, real quick? I do really want to highlight what you just said, Bob, because it's very, very important. A lot of states have faced the exact same thing. They want to be gracious, invite the public, invite pastors, invite friends, and some of the people are great, but others, and then it starts to get too big. Many of our states have gone through the same process. Michigan just had to go to cold turkey. They basically just said, we've got to have a time where we just pray together, legislator only. And they had to have those hard conversations with all the sweet, dear pastors and friends that were coming. And they said, across the board, people understood and were really gracious. It navigated well. A couple of our other states have navigated the same thing, and they've created a twofold thing where it's kind of like what you were saying, the first 10 minutes is everybody, and then the pastors take it, the legislators only after that, or things like that. But definitely, I want to reemphasize to everybody on this call, our most important and significant, I believe, focus and goal is to give those government leaders an opportunity to pray together and build unity in a way that they can only do when they're the only ones in the room. It's just different. The Congressional Prayer Caucus said they cannot let anybody into Room 219. It doesn't work. Nobody is welcome except legislators because they have a completely different posture when somebody outside, even one person, one pastor, one anybody outside, it can affect the ability to go deep and to actually be honest with each other. So please don't anybody feel apologetic. When you meet with your legislators, I strongly recommend you encourage them to start that way, go that way. If they have any inkling, if you're hearing anything from them that, gee, it would be nice, push it. Encourage them to do the hard thing and get to a legislator-only prayer meeting. That's enough said. That, not everybody can go there, but I think it's crucial.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. And that's the direction that our leaders want to move and the legislators want to move. And I think we have some ideas how we can accommodate both. But thank you. And we'd appreciate your prayers for wisdom. And we certainly don't want to offend anybody. That's true.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Pastor. Great to hear from you. Great to hear the updates, and we will continue to pray for Maine. Okay, well, we have about 9 minutes left, and I want to make sure that everybody that has something that you really want to share has an opportunity to share. So I know there's several people on that have not shared yet, so I'd like to just take a minute to say there's somebody that really wants to share something before I kind of go through and continue down this process.
I just wanted to say from Connecticut, Pastor McIntosh, and listening to a pastor from Maine, Connecticut mirrors what's happening in Maine. And just wanted to ask everyone's prayers for Connecticut, because I know that the Lord have great and mighty things for Connecticut. We're experiencing pretty much the same thing in Connecticut as is experienced in Maine. So I just wanted to make mention of that and just ask everyone to really lift up Connecticut.
Okay, great. Thank you, Pastor. Okay. And I know several of your states are out of session right now or literally just in the last week or so.
Chris in Ohio, do you have anything that you want to share with us? Chris, are you there? You might be on mute.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm here now.
Great. Just wanted to kind of give an opportunity to for an update if there's anything that you wanted to share regarding the Ohio Prayer Caucus.
Yeah, actually, I'm just with Chairman Derrickson right now. We're getting ready to head up to the Governor's Office of Faith-Based and Community Initiatives Advisory Board meeting. We're going to be presenting a proclamation there as well as a three-minute video, hoping to partner with them a little bit over the summer to get out to different churches, just offering the opportunity for them to sign on with the proclamation. We have, I just counted, 13 member signatures and I believe 15 staff signatures right now. We'll be wrapping up our proclamation signing tomorrow, which is actually the day we vote the budget out as well. So kind of a good time because all legislators will be going home for the summer. After that, we're taking the proclamation. So we're doing the Governor's Office Advisory Board, Faith-Based and Community Initiatives Advisory Board meeting at 11 o'clock, and then at 12:30 we'll be taking the proclamation to our caucus meeting as well. And there are some Democrats who won't be bringing it to the caucus meeting, but will be coming down after their caucus meeting. So it's a bipartisan sign here, and I think all things are good. We're starting to move along. We have our first church over the summer, and the summer starts next week for us. First church lined up, just about 45 minutes south of Columbus. Pastor Tim Throckmorton, I know he's a good friend of Leah Carolyn, and they want to be the first church in the state of Ohio to offer this to their congregation. So we'll be starting with them and working out from there. But it seems like things are just starting to fall in place. We'll be finishing up our website, our state page next week. Facebook's just starting to move along a little bit. And so hopefully we'll continue to build support and, you know, by the end of the summer, really be moving along and ready for next session.
Great. Glad to hear it. Thank you for that update. Does anybody else have anything you really want to share? I want to even give just a few minutes for people to ask questions, whether you want to ask of successes or challenges with the Michigan event or any of the events that have taken place. Does anybody have anything that you really want to share or any comments or questions for those that have shared anything?
This is Dave from South Carolina. If anybody has any of the, if you have video recordings or anything of the events that you've done, if you could make that available so that those of us who are beginning our work can kind of see some of the things that you've done, that would be very helpful for us. We're going to be putting together, I just received our list. We've got 31 members currently who have signed up to join the caucus. And we're going to look to be doing a signing ceremony when the legislature comes back. We're out of session, but we're in our sign-and-die resolution. If you've been watching anything in the news on the Confederate flag issue, there's a lot that's going to be going on, and we're going to be back here on debates on that issue. And for some folks, it's a contentious issue. For others, the decision has already been made. So if you could just if you have anything along those lines that you could share, it would be greatly appreciated.
Okay. We do. I'll send you video from what we call the call to prayer event that takes place in the state typically once a prayer caucus forms. And then also, I don't know that anybody has recorded, though, the event. Cindy, did you record the signing event? Or actually, I know you recorded parts of the signing event at the pastor's conference, the pastor's event on June 2nd. Does anybody else have any video of the entire event?
Wait, back to that. Michigan, is there any, Cindy, yes. Is there any video of Michigan, the event June 2nd?
Yes, I videoed you, Leah, and I videoed Representative Chatfield's presentation. Because
and
the
what
rest
would
of the,
it take to get those? What
I already have it all set. I've got it in a Google Drive attached to my CPC Foundation email. And so, you know, I think I've given Summer access to all of that, but but I mean, I could email it. You know, I could take the emails that you guys give us and just say, hey, look at it.
No,
it's not
Here's what we're doing, you guys. We're actually making PrayUSA.com the hub for all of that, and also some of that's going on our CPCF website so that it's really easy for everybody. So, for instance, any video that we get, Jess is going to put it up on our YouTube, which will be hosted on our PrayUSA site. And there's a news and story section where and videos where you can literally go in and pull up any videos. It's the videos of the PrayUSA video, the Skyline Church. We just have a 10-minute video of an event that we actually did at Skyline Church, so you can see what it looks like in a church. One example of it, we also are going to have a couple of videos from the Michigan event. It's not the full Michigan event, but then that's also why we're creating this agenda script for you, so you can literally see what a flow of an hour-long event that pastors might put on, government leaders might put on for pastors. And then we have a very simple script with what it might look like at any given church to do a PrayUSA event. So I love what you're asking, Dave. We're going to keep trying to add to that video library so that you guys can have access to that at PrayUSA.com. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Mike Marici, was there a recording of the event that you did at Greenbrier?
Not one that I think would be effective for us. They only record exactly what the mayor had to say, and he kind of missed the mark a little. So I think in this particular case, we won't use that one.
Okay. All right. Well, Dave, we'll definitely get you the video. We'll get you the script. We'll also give you the video of what a call to prayer event looks like in the state capitol. We'll equip you with a variety of resources.
Right.
Great.
And,
thank you.
And I can't. And I really want to reemphasize really strongly, we're working really hard to make everything turnkey for you and available on our websites at places. So that's why we really want you to get familiar with our websites and why we sent out that email, so that you could see all the different things that we're providing, because summer is not necessarily available to give everything and send everybody everything they need, but we want to know what you need. So if you're looking through our websites and you're going, I don't see what I need here, really want to hear from you. We really want you to say, I need such and such, I don't find it anywhere, because then we either haven't done a good job of equipping you and telling you where to find stuff, or secondly, we haven't got to it yet and we need to make it a priority because you need it. So we want to make it so easy for you to get what you want, when you want it, and exactly the way that you need it. And we want to make sure that your legislators have the same access and that you know what's there. So please read the email, go to our website, get really familiar with all of our websites.
I just want to mention that in the email I had mentioned a variety of forms and documents and things that we're going to make available. I may have to do it temporarily in a Dropbox and send a link to you all so you have access to a variety of the items that are not up on the website yet. But we do have a goal of having everything easily accessible on the website. And until then, I'm going to go ahead and set up a Dropbox so that you all have access to that, forms, videos, things like that.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, great. We're at 11 o'clock and want to make sure that we respect everybody's time. Any last-minute questions, comments of anything that we've discussed? Okay. All right. Well, Pastor Bob, would you close us out in prayer today, please?
Sure. Father in heaven, we're so grateful that you've called us and given us an opportunity and a part in your work, Lord, that of building your church, of bringing people to yourself, and that of establishing a kingdom that cannot be altered by man. We pray, Father, that you would give us wisdom and unity, grant a great deal of wisdom and grace to each that's involved in the different states. And thank you, Father, for all that you have done and what you will do. We agree together. There seems to be a desperate need for a spiritual awakening in our land, and we believe that your spirit can do that. So we appeal to you this morning for exactly that. Father, do that work that only you can do through the work of your Holy Spirit. Help us to be willing and ready, equipped for that day, for that hour. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. And thank you all for being on. I'll go ahead and send a follow-up email covering some of the items that we discussed, attaching any relevant information, including the audio from this call, And again, we just thank you for being on and appreciate you all so much. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Love you all very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.